A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Good morning to you, Namibia, wherever you are in this beautiful, beautiful land of the brave. Well, thanks for joining us from the very early morning this morning. And if you are still with us, you're really, really loyal a listener of Eagle FM. And we thank you for that. And thank you for choosing to join us at this point in time. You're welcome. This is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. So how are you? Are you celebrating in your constituency? You know, have you got the leaders that, you know, the results are still true, are still actually, you know, haven't complete yet. Not all the constituency has gone in yet. So, but in some regions, we can already tell who is, you know, who have taken which constituency. And it looks like, you know, in Erongo, the SWAPO have taken, you know, over some of the constituencies that were actually being dominated last time by the IPC. And also in the south as well, in some region in the south, I think SWAPO has gained some momentum this time in those regions, in some of those constituencies in those regions. So, yeah, it looks like, you know, so far from the preliminary result, SWAPO is the big winner at this point in time. So So as the time goes, maybe things change. But at this point in time, so the great mighty Erongo, it looks like it's taken by SWAPO. All right. So yeah, we're still waiting for all the result to be complete. And the other interesting thing is the number of independent candidate that actually participate as independent candidate in these elections. So which tells us, you know, which is something that is, we should be proud of. We should be really proud of that, because that tells us that our democracy is growing, it's maturing. And, you know, there are those who have proven, there are those who have won the constituency. It means that, you know, they realize that this is what people want, you know, and then the people vote. And that's a good thing. I honestly think that's a good thing. It shows that we're maturing, and we use all avenues that are available to in our constitution and in our democratic process. And that's really a good thing to see. So let's see how it goes through the course of the work. I mean, through the course of the day, and make sure that you visit our website, or the website of result, local elections, localelection.eaglefm.com.na. So yeah, so for more details and statistics and update, so make sure that you keep visiting that website. So good morning. My name is Mike Shoveri, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what really is going on business, in business, economic, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the lines. I mean, we cut through the noise to make sense of things, to make sense of the big stories, trends and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty sometimes, and always, always curious, asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. So we are here to unpack what others are saying and spark meaningful conversation so that you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. Good morning to you. If you're just joining us, our time is about 6 minutes past the hour of eight. And thanks for joining us. So as usual, if you just are joining us for the first time, what we do, we look at, you know, on this day in Africa. So what happened on this day in Africa? So let's take a look at some of the major events or significant event that happened on the November 28th throughout African history. So let's start with the independence and the decolonization. So on this day, 65 years ago, the Islamic Republic of Mauritania gained full independence from France. Mokhtar Ouaddada became their first president. Before this, in 1958, it had already became, it already become a self-governing republic as a step toward complete freedom. So also in 1958, we're looking at independence and decolonization. So also in 1958, Chad, the Republic of the Congo and Mauritania that we just talked about, all became autonomous republic within the French community. So paving the way, paving their ways for full independence a few years later. So now for some major, maybe some major political event, in 1966, Prime Minister Michel Micombero led a coup, overthrowing the young King Dare the Fifth. Micombero abolished the monarchy, declared Burundi a republic and made himself president. So, This is something that have typical of that, of the West Africa, of that area of Africa. So coup after coup after coup after coup. So while still in prison on the Robben Island, Nelson Mandela, the anti-apartheid revolutionary, was awarded the prestigious Jawaharlal Nehru Award from the International Understanding Today in 1918. Yeah, moving to some maybe sober, you know, disasters or tragedies. On this day in 1987, South African Airways flight 295, a Boeing 747, crashed into the Indian Ocean near Mauritius. All 159 people on board tragically lost their lives. And in 2002, suicide bomber attack an Israel-owned hotel near Mombasa in Kenya. The attack was followed by a failed attempt to shoot down a plane with surface-to-air missiles. And just the same day, just a few years ago, in 2020, members of the Boko Haram jihadist group killed at least 110 people in a brutal attack on Koshobe village in the northeastern Nigeria. Well, that's we have. That's all what we have for you on this day in Africa. Some of the significant event or historical event that took place in the course of history in Africa. And today is Friday, November the 28th. So there are only 2 days before we say bye-bye to November and say good welcome, December. It's also a month of mine. It's my birthday month. I was born the very last day of the year, you know. So, yeah, 31st of December. So, looking forward to December. Now, our thought for the day today, success is a ladder that cannot be climbed with your hands in your pocket. Success is the ladder that cannot be climbed with your hands in your pocket. Now, think of a ladder. You know, to climb, you need to reach out, grip the, you need to have that grip on the rugs and pull yourself up. You cannot climb if your hands are in your pockets. Now, in this metaphor, the ladder represent the journey or path towards, you know, success. So the steps, challenges, and progress you must take. Now, hands in your pocket symbolizes passivity, you know, idleness or complacency. So doing nothing, waiting for things actually to happen rather than taking action. So achieving success, it doesn't happen by wishing or expecting it. So it demands active work, discipline, and consistent effort. So the proverb warns against complacency. It reminds us that success is earned through active engagement and not passivity. And this actually resonates with what we did yesterday. Not you, because you didn't vote. So you want change and you want improvement. But what do? You do it wishing it. You're just wishing or expecting it without really doing anything. So it demands active work. Discipline, consistent, it demands not, it's not just doing nothing, waiting for things to happen, rather than taking actions. So you didn't vote and you are expecting things to change. So this is exactly what this proverb says. Success is a ladder that cannot be climbed with your hands in your pocket. So make sure that the decision you make and choices that you make, you know, you don't have your hands in your pocket. All right. So good morning and thanks for joining us. If you are just joining us, welcome, welcome. So we are happy that you locked in Eagle FM and thanks for joining the family. So it's a beautiful Friday morning. It rained. It rained. It rained in Ogwediva. A good rain. Not much, but reasonably good. And hopefully, you know, it continued to do that. Quite hot today. It's going to be about 36 degrees Celsius, maximum 36 degrees Celsius around Ondangwa, Ngwediva, Oshakati. So, and if you're coming here, make sure that you will be the braai. You are the braai. All right. You are who's going to be toasted. All right. So that's the weather for you, if you're coming in this direction, it's going to be hot. All right. Good morning. And thanks for joining us this morning. So what do we expect? What are we looking at today? What are we, what is our focus in the show, this morning? So we're looking at some stories. We have very interesting stories in today's edition of the villages. One is on the, all right, let's get back after this commercial.
Get social with us on a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you. When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
So definitely, definitely the U in UNAM, you can see yourself. All right, welcome back. Our time is about 15 minutes past the hour of 8. And welcome to Unpacking the Day. So I will be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock when I will be handing over or crossing over to Windhoek, to the capital, to Tate, France. Okamati kokapofi. All right. So, yeah, what do we expect? What are we looking at this morning? Yeah, we'll focus on the on they are very, as I said, there are two very, not even one, not only two, there are a number of very interesting stories today in the edition of the Villager. So we're going to look at some of them and unpack some of the story. Two of the story maybe we can look at. One is actually by my colleague, by the none other than David Shombe. AU promises to end Africa raw material supply role. So we're going to look at that. We're going to go into that. And but let's start off with this story where earlier this week, the National Planning Commission, that is the NPC, hosted its first ever public policy forum in Windhoek, right in the capital. All right. So now, well, for some people, forums and commissions sound like paperwork and meetings. Yes, it is. But what happened there has, it has some implication. It has some implication for how this country actually runs. So it's very important that we pay attention to some of this meeting, whether they are just talks or meetings that, you know, papers that comes out there end up on the shelf. Well, at least we have an idea. What are the plans, isn't it? All right. Now, at this event, the executive director of the NPC, National Planning Commission, Ivan Nashandi, now told ministries, offices, and agencies, what we call OMAs, to stop blaming poorly written policies or weak collaborations for why things don't get done. He said, well, stop doing that. So the message was, if a policy isn't working, you know, don't just complain, redesign it, implement it, and collaborate better. You know, it's difficult being a Panyama. The R and R become a problem. So collaborate better. Okay. So, and this is the part of the president where the president says, or the mantra of the president, where no business as usual. So that's part of the mantra of the president. So what he's saying is that if the policy is not working, and this is what the president actually said earlier at the beginning when she started, that if the policy is not working, if the policy is the problem that actually deny people service, you know, or that's a hindrance to people for service delivery, get rid of it. And so that's what Nashandi is talking about. He said, if it's not working, don't just complain, redesign it, implement it, collaborate better with other officers and ministries. So what simply put, in the way he's saying, no excuses, no passing the buck, you know, don't pass the buck because no, we were not there, we were not part of that, and things like that. You know, there are those now they're new in the offices and they're passing the buck. You know, they're passing the buck, and said, well, we were not. I have heard that at one point. You know, I have heard one of the ministers actually saying that. So do the job, fix the problems, and make things happen. So that was the main, the message. So, and that's the message of the president, by the way. That is the message of the president. You know, don't pass the buck. You know, do the job, fix the problems. He doesn't want, you know, no, we couldn't do that, we couldn't do that. No, find a way to fix that. He doesn't want excuses. No excuses. You know, do the job. I nearly used the other word, you know. Now, the NPC, oh, by the way, this is a story. We have this story in today's edition of the, as I said, of the Villager, This is a story by Ngino Minavali Hangala. So in today's edition of The Villager, make sure that you subscribe, and all what you need to do is just, you know, send your name and your email address to 081-200-4144. Say subscribe. So just ask for subscription. You just say subscribe and you'll be subscribed. So you will be receiving your digital copy of every edition of the Villager on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So if you haven't, you're late today, just make sure that you subscribe right away so that Monday you'll be the first in the line. So now the NPC, the National Planning Commission, is the body that that plans and steer national development. They coordinate how policies are made, and they evaluate those policies. Now, they are basically, if you want, they are basically the architects and the inspectors, the architect and the inspectors for the laws and plans that shape our economy, that shape our schools, that's made our hospitals or our road, you name it. So they are the architect and the inspectors for those laws. So, and plans, you know, for the laws and plans. So now remember, I'm giving you this background because, the story, it's about, you know, redesigning and engaging and enhancing policy implementations. So, and that was the whole question of the National Planning Commission Public Policy Forum. So, yeah, so I'm giving you that background to understand what is their responsibility and why this forum. Now, I want you to imagine you live in Shakati or in Ongodiva or in Ondangwa, wherever, or in Katutura somewhere, and you have been promised a new water. Let's talk about you are in your Shakati, okay? So, and you have been promised a new water purification plant for years. All right? Plan were drafted, stakeholders met, budget discussed, and yet years after years, the water issue continues. What usually happens, someone says, oh, the old policy didn't work, or we found things like that. Remember what I said earlier on, so that don't pass the buck. So we found things like that. So that's exactly what the NPC, the National Planning Commission's director, is saying. That must stop. No more. We found it like that. No more. We found it like that. So change it, redesign it, and whatever the case, and implement it. Okay, that's what he's talking about now. So why this is matter now? Why all of a sudden something, you know, this is the first ever, you know. So the reason is because when policies are badly designed, when they are not effective, or left maybe on the shelf to gather dust, they could be all right, they could be well designed, but they are just left on the shelf to gather dust. So what happened? Community suffers. You and I suffers when then policies are not effective, when they are badly designed, and if they are right designed, if they are well designed, and they are just left on the shelf to gather dust. So what happened? Definitely you and I, the service delivery suffers. So now think of Vision 2030, the Harambe Prosperity Plan, the National Planning Plans, National Development Plans. So these big documents, they set out what is supposed to happen. Okay? They set out what is supposed to happen. like reducing poverty, creating jobs, improving access to healthcare or whatever. So, but the thing is that, but if they are not implemented properly, they are just papers. You know, they are just papers. So that's the point. Okay. If they are not implemented, you know, properly, effectively, they're just papers. So now, Namibia, as we speak, according to the article, so Namibia currently has about 68 policies in implementation right now. 68 policies in implementation. Now, that 68 separate commitment, you know, to the people. 68. Now, some are about maybe inequality, some about youth unemployment, some about, you know, economic growth, and so on and so on. But if they are not monitored, so that's the question, if they are not monitored, if they are not revised, if they are not enforced, we might as well have none. You understand? So because there are some policies that has written in 19 Kururu, if you understand what is 19 Kururu. So there are some policies that have written so many years ago and that need actually some revise. They are ineffective. They are not effective. And the biggest disease that we have in this beautiful land of the brave is enforcement. Enforcement. We have the laws, we have the policies, we have the regulation, we have the act, we have the whatever. So, but we go to the forum, we got some of these policies, we have some of these. Do you know where they are? Right on the shelf. And it takes about a couple of years. After 5 years, then it's when, okay, where is that policy again? After 5 years, where is that policy again? You never actually peep in it. Okay? The question is, how many of us really have gone, how many of you have you gone back to Vision 2030? How many of you really went back there and just said, what is in Vision 2030? What is in Vision in NDP 5? What is in Harambe Prosperity 1 and 2? Okay? It was developed, formulated, you know, developed, maybe revised, whatever the case may be, because there was one plan, Harambe Prosperity 1 and Harambe Prosperity 2, revised. But all what we do, we keep it, you know, we put it on the shelf. So we put it on the shelf. And these, maybe you and I can afford not to go through, but these are people who are in these offices who are supposed actually to know what exactly in this. You know, and this is what Nashan is now talking about. You know, take up those policies. If they are not effective, revise them, you know. Make sure that it addresses the issues, the current issues that people are going through. That's what he's talking about. That's what the forum is all about. So we continue after this.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right, welcome back. Our time is about 30 minutes past the hour of 8. And we're following the story of that story we found in today's edition of the Villager that's looking at the forum that was actually organized by the National Planning Commissions for all the ministries, offices, and agencies and government agencies. So, and we're looking at that at this point in time, there are, as we were talking about, there are about 68 policies in implementation right now. And the thing is, as if you follow the story, if they are not monitored, if they are not revised, if they are not enforced, we might as well have none at all. So maybe something that we need to look at is now, it's why this forum might be happening right now. Why, what is behind it? So in the story it says Namibia is facing what is called, a youth barge, you know, the youth barge, more young people, people entering in the system. So more young people entering into the system, more demand for schools, for job, for housing, for healthcare. So there are so more young people actually entering into the system now. So now to add another layer is that we live in a world of technology. Technology is changing fast. It's changing fast. The world now demand a higher skill for better paying job and things like that. So without doubt, there are young people now entering into the new system, there are more demand in terms of school and job and all that, and also that technology is changing fast. Now, without proper planning, so we risk actually having a large population of young people who can't find a meaningful work. And that's where probably we are. So the reason why we have higher unemployment rate of young people, possibly because we are not planning properly. So we are not planning properly. So, and it's something that the NPC, National Planning Commission, is, you know, telling the ministries and the offices and agencies to pay attention to. That we need to think differently. So we need to think differently. We need to look at where are we at this point in times. Okay? Where are we? We need to change the system. We need to understand that the technology is changing. And we should actually change with technology. So because this is not just an economic problem. Okay, this is not just economic problem. It is a stability as well. Remember, yesterday we have an election. This is also a stability problem. So when now young people, you know, can't find jobs, you know, and there are demand, can't find housings, they cannot have access to house, they cannot afford housings, healthcare. So we have to learn to what is happening in other countries. That, as I said, is not just economic problem. It is a stability problems. The country that are not stable. It's not just people wake up and think, it's fun to pick up guns and go and shoot everybody. That would excite a number of us. No, it's not that. It's because of what they're going through, because of economic problems, because of these issues. And we are not immune to that. Not any country that is really immune to that. Yeah, we just saw what happened in Guinea-Bissau. We talked about that yesterday. So, it's not far-fetched to happen anywhere. In SADC, in Namibia, or in Botswana, in any of the country. Madagascar is here. So the youth went to the military and said, hey, man, this is happening. You know, get rid of this. So then by hosting this forum and pushing ministry to stop passing the blame, you know, stop passing blame. Now the NPC is actually trying to prepare the country for some very real pressures, you know. So in this way, you really they're preparing, you know, ministries and offices for some really pressures. Now, they are setting up an annual platform. They're setting up an annual platform so government, private sector, and community can talk openly about what is working and what isn't. So, which is actually a good thing. We create those platforms where everybody, you know, all the stakeholders, you know, can get involved. So however then, you know, and here is where we challenge things, you know. So having a forum is one thing, you know, acting on what comes out of it is another, because as we're talking about that, that this require enforcement, require implementation of this. It's nice to have those policies and whatever, but implementation is another thing. Acting on what comes out of those forum is another story. And as I keep saying, and you saying this, it's that's a disease. That's our disease. That's our sin. You know, our sin is implementation. And if we can, you know, somehow someone give us some kind of a pill, a tablet, or medicine that just waking us up and said, look, guys, take off those policies on the shelf. You know, that's what the president tried to do a little bit, you know, to kind of like, hey, shaking us a bit. Come on, you know, give us a little bit of a momentum. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people get shook up a little bit, when you shake somebody, they get shook up a little bit, feel excited, and later on they get back to their old ways. You know, this is the cockroach, cockroach, Mandume normally says. So the cockroach will always go back to what they know best. And remember our thought for the day. So success doesn't happen with your hands in the pocket. And if you want to change, this country, if you want to develop this country, we need to get our hands out of the pocket. So we need to think bigger. You know, we need to think the future. Don't just think about your own belly right now. You know, forget about your kapunda for now. Think of your children. Think of your children, your children's children's future. So, yeah. So as we know, Namibia's history is full of excellent strategies that never made it past the launch event. So we have this strategy, but they never made past the launch event. So in 5 years, we're going to look at then again at NDP6, kind of like, okay, what was in NDP6? What was it in the Swapo manifesto? You know, implementing plan. You understand? Will the NPC, you know, follow through? Will they follow through? So, and will the OMAS actually revise their policies and using the gap identified? Would they do that? So the test, you know, the taste is in the taste of the pudding is in the eating. I don't know whether that's the right saying, you know. So, the devil is in the detail or whatever. The devil is in the details. So what, this is what they say. Yeah, sometimes English just, you know, just disappear like that. I don't know why. You know, you woke up and you're looking for it and it just disappear. So, all right. So now, here is also something important, right? So from the story, here's something also very important. Namibia does have, you know, we have national guideline for policies. We have national guideline for policy formulations. But according to the forum's own assessment, you know, many stakeholders either don't know they exist or they don't follow them properly. That's now the assessment of NDPC. I mean NPC, NPC. So National Planning Commission. So many stakeholders, you know, either they don't know they exist or they don't follow them properly. So, and that's very true. How many of, when you look at NDP 5, I mean NDP 6, for example, okay? How many of maybe private sector have read that to know what is expected of them? How they will contribute to the national development? How many probably private sectors that have looked at that, have the copy and understand where are we going? What is the direction? You know, how many maybe civic organizations have a copy of that, have read that to know what is their contribution to the development, to the national development? How many? Maybe none of them. They just hear. And even when somebody talk, you have even some leaders when they talk about NDP 6, you know, and they never even have eyes. They never even have an eye on it. You know, they don't even know what is in it. So as long as you throw it out there, NDP 6, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah. So that's true. And this is an assessment from NPC, from National Planning Commission. So that the stakeholders, either they don't know, you know, they don't know that they don't know these documents and policies exist, or they don't follow them properly. That's very, very true. So, yeah, and this is where maybe this is where our law should come in. This is where our laws come in, you know, under the national constitution, Namibia constitution, and through acts like the Public Service Act, ministries are legally required to carry out policies effectively. They are required to carry out policies effectively and to account for public funds. All right? We're not demanding something that is not in our constitution. So, which is not in our policies. So, and in development terms, the national development plans are supposed to be reviewed periodically. So that's why we have NDP 1, NDP 2, anybody. Yeah, that's so, but then now that also should go with proper monitoring and evaluations, which is actually what the director, the executive director is talking about. We need to properly monitor and evaluate and redesign and implement. So not just, no, when that happened and we were not here. No. We were not here. That's the excuses that we should actually, you know, get rid of. It's no more, we were not here. So, and that means if a ministry isn't meeting its target, citizens have a right under access to information principle to ask why. We have the right. And maybe we should. We have to be learned citizens. Okay? We have to be informed citizens. And that's what we're trying to do. That's why we bring you topics after topics. We bring you reports. We want you to be informed. Because that's how you engage. How do you engage, you know, in national conversation, in national, you know, development agenda, when you don't even know the agenda? You don't know what is on the table. And surprisingly, some of the, you know, you meet some of the people that are vying for positions, whether, you know, constituency or councillors or something like, some of them, they don't even know what is the agenda. So we need to be informed. Okay? And that's what we're trying. We're trying our very best, you know, here, to have you informed, you know, to, from, if you look at the more early morning scoop, what normally David go through. If you look at what sometimes things that I go through with, you look at Kutha Mosha, you look at the radar, you look at, you know, on the radar, you look at, you know, on the run. What is it? On, yeah. So much of the, on home run, the home run and all that. So much of all this program, then we have Ngundana Dingi. All this goes deeper into, you know, really trying to inform you. So what we're saying is that, and this is goes with this forum that we're talking about here. So it means that if a ministry isn't meeting its target, citizens have the right and access to information principle to ask why. Okay. So now this is the shift. Okay. This is the shift from find and fixed rather than find and blame. It's not just good management. Okay. That's what the executive director is that. The whole shift is that find and fix, not find and blame. Yeah. Which is typically the way normally people do, you know. So find and fix, and that's the principle under what the president's mantra. No. What as usual? So now. So and this when you're looking, this is it's about legal and constitutional accountability. It is a constitutional accountability. And it's we need some time to take as a citizen really take one of that. When I said it's a constitutional accountability, is even when you go and vote, when you go and vote, it's a constitutional accountability from your part. Fistanje, yeah. All right. Now, okay, before I let you come through, so now we have really to, if you go through the story, make sure that you go through the story yourself. So we have to ask, will the ministries actually accept being held accountable without, you know, pointing fingers? Eh? So will the private sectors and civil society, as I said, you know, be given a genuine seat on the table? Or will this forum remain government heavy? It's only, you know, so because you need all the stakeholders on the table. And will they have a meaningful contribution? Yes, we have seen, you know, the public-private partnership forum. Also, you know, it's trying to create, to bring everybody on the table. You know, it's trying to bring everybody on the table. What else? There was also, forgot the other one. So, but all these are initiatives to, you know, to bring everybody on the table. But as we said, in situation like this as well, we're asking, so would the forum remain government heavy, or would it also include a genuine seat or a seat for private sector or civil society on the table? So now, and how will your ordinary, how will we impact? How will ordinary citizens feel, you know, the impact? How will we know, yeah, the changes that we need to? So, someone might argue, this is just talk, you know, this is just talk. Others will say it is exactly what we need in a culture where passing blame has been a national sport. So this has been a national sport where we're passing on the blame, and it's happened from administration to administration. So you find sometime this administration, you know, saying, you know, this is what happened. So passing the bus, you know, passing the buck, not the bus. It's Friday, so it's a Friday, so we can be excused sometimes when it's on Friday. I do excuse you many times on Friday. Do excuse me as well sometimes, okay? All right, so, yeah, we'd like to hear. I would like to hear you. I would like to hear from you, from listeners. Is this a turning point, you know, or just another conference with nice word? This is just another conference with actually a nice word. So you can come through, have your reaction, have your contribution. 08-08-333-66091 We are in Ondangwa. So you can come through and talk to me. Very good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Uncle Buena. How are you?
Fine, thank you. All right.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Oh, I think this time I will not take it lightly to miss to jot down those what is it? The one that you always start with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the today, the success.
Yeah, you can't be successful with your hands in your pocket.
Oh, just now when I was reflecting on those days when somebody just say, hey, Marajo.
Yeah.
You know, when you came, I used to work in the construction.
Yeah.
So when it's around 4 something 3 there.
Yeah.
That's when those boss, now they're putting their hands in the pocket like this. And they will say, Marajo.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, my friend.
But his hand is in the pocket. He make you work on his behalf. You see?
Exactly. Because you are a servant now. He's the master.
So he make you work on his he can have his hand in his pocket because you're working for him.
Even now, many a times, go to those constructions and all these things and just observe.
Yeah.
Many of those foremen, they are not themselves actually participating. So and then here we were also talking about passing.
Mm.
So of course, they are just standing passive.
Yeah, and we're Mohali men don't get that way.
But he must also take the part to work now, because you cannot be standing. Because if you stand, that's very intimidating.
Disturbing, he doesn't want to disturb the brain. You know, you the one who no kupusha.
But we were told today by David when he left, he said, yes, if you read, that is the best exercise of the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So you must be reading. And we have heard about these things. Yeah, because your mind becomes fatigued. Even the body, the physical, and everything.
Yeah, how do you expand your brain? How do you expand your brain? It's by reading.
Oh my God.
You know? Yeah, it's by reading.
This word is not a good word, my friend. Because I've never seen it. I've never even, whenever we go there, whether there are people coming to help me on the darate or whatever, we are all weak.
Yeah.
Of course, even me, I do more. So now, I think I'll just conclude with the collaboration.
Yeah.
That you are mentioning. And really, if things are not working, that point that you made is very important. They redesign the system, the process.
Yeah.
To make it more efficient.
Yeah, that's what the president's saying. That's what the president said. If it doesn't work, redesign it, you know, and make it work so that we deliver.
Make it work.
Yeah.
So most of our major activities is to review those, those documents. Review them, monitor them, like you're saying, all those things, and evaluate and see. Where are the barriers? Why is the system not working? Well, that is how you redesign the organizational structure.
Yeah.
And then you now, so that the activity responds to what your mandate and all these other things.
Yeah.
If you cannot redesign, and then the thing that's supposed to take 30 minutes, just to write up a submission and finish up and all these things, it will take you how long though? Maybe 3 days? So you redesign the system.
Yeah.
And make sure that you align your activity, your capability. I think things are really moving. All what we need to do, we just need to mobilize ourselves seriously with those. You are saying that most of the results are out.
And number of them are out now. We start to see the bigger. We start to see the clear picture now. Who is taking over where and where? So yeah, slowly by slowly, I think it's coming to a conclusion. Yeah.
That is the case. Sorry, man.
Are you gone?
After the elections, the result, then what? Are we going to have that energy to see now that, yes, we can also tap out of these things, no? For our organizing ourselves with our community and constituency there. Because people are talking about energy transition. They're talking about this, a lot of few things there. So let's now see how we can convince our counselors, call them to account and say, yes, here we are. This is a community, what? This is a community, what? This is a community shooting to do those things. So, Mike, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks for coming, Tria.
God bless.
All right. All right. 0833-66091 to come through and have your say. We're talking about the forum, the NPC, the National Planning Commissions, have organized for ministries, offices, and agencies. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpack.
Bom dia, família.
Bom dia. Como está?
Bom, obrigado. Estamos bem.
Muito bem.
Até enfim. Finally. The man asked, I need help, guys.
Yeah.
I need help in this system. I want to work. We help you.
You want work?
Yeah. What the president said, always said. I need help. Here, I need your support here.
Yeah.
Now we heard you. We give you our support.
Yeah.
Now what's next?
That's exactly the whole thing of here. Implementation, policies are clear, sometimes very good strategies that we have, but reinforcement of those is the problem. And that's what also this executive director say. Hey, don't pass the buck, change it, redesign it, and make sure that you implement.
But if you look the ideology or the movement of the elections and how people turn out,
yeah,
you can see people like leadership, people follow leadership, where they can see if you really capable of doing something, they'll follow you and support you.
Yeah,
and that's what happened. So to this election now, people vote. We are open to say, okay, let us try. Let us come here to fight to support our mother to see how far can he go, how long can she run.
Yeah. Now one thing that I really really want to see for me that I really want to see it is citizen to take control of their destiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's us taking control of our destiny, of our future. Whether it's understanding that, we need to do something. Even as now the election is finished, but I'm not saying being patriotic, but I'm saying that we need to understand that for the future of our children and for the future of our country, it's us who need to make that difference. You understand?
I have hope to say, if a leader is always focused on water and agriculture, might be one day a good leader.
Well, it's just okay. Focus, but really with real strategies that are implementable. You understand? Because sometimes we can recognize what is need to be done, but you're still unable to do it. You understand? We know what need to be done, but we're still unable to do it. A leader would be now someone who recognizes that and make sure that it has happened.
But I think she's capable of doing that, because by this short time when she took over, yeah. If you go to this all those villages which are people always having the same problem of water, if you go that day to day, there's steps going on there. If you go back to these roads which are never since independence they never capitalized on or to rehabilitate the roads. If you go to those systems today, there's something is going on there because of this president. I think now she have more energy, more power, more control to do more. If she can do on that short time with a push of this other parties, but as she that totally tried to come up with something, I think now she can do better than that.
You know what? I look at things a little bit different. I look at, let's say for example, when we're looking at now, we're talking about NPC, National Planning Commission, and we're talking about the NDP-3 and NDP-6, you know?
Yeah.
I look at, this is the country's development program, and I don't care who you are, I wouldn't really praise really individual. I don't care who you are, as long as you make sure that the national development plan of the country are actually done. So whether now you're the president or whether you are the one who is actually carrying the wheelbarrow, it doesn't matter where you are in the ecosystem. So it doesn't matter. So as long as we make sure that this development plan, the national development plan, are done,
Yeah.
So leaving it to individual capability, it doesn't, because if the whole system, it doesn't work, no matter if you have a top that is functioning, if the wheels are worn out and it's not running, and the nuts are what, definitely the whole thing is not running properly. So that's that's the concept we should have as Namibian.
Megan.
Yeah.
If you ask me, did you vote for who? I vote for the party. I don't vote for individual. Yeah. But the leadership, if we have a president who's in the, the driver of that bus, I vote for my party to have more power, to give me more. But if you look back, since in the middle of this other president, what has been done, and what this president did now in the short time, I would say thank you because these things start on the leadership. If the leadership is poor, there's no good communications, there's lack of A, B, C, D. My friend, forget for you to have this kind of thing we have today. It's difficult, but I pray the leadership. We want a good leadership. That's what we pray for.
Yeah,
it's like I met a woman. It looked like other women, but this woman doesn't know how to protect me or even to cater for his husband. That's why you go to the court to find a lot of divorcing people.
Yeah.
They are not capable. They are women, but they don't have that capacity or that knowledge to control this guy, or even to make him feel better, to feel like I'm at home. And until this guy will say, no, I'm going to divorce because I don't feel comfortable with you.
We have to give credit where it dues. Yes, we have to give credit where it dues. And we also need to criticize where criticism is due, So, yeah. But what really we need to look at is that let's take responsibility as individual, as citizens. So when we take that responsibility, so when we realize, say for example, we vote in, we vote in councillors that we vote in now, we realize, we hold them accountable by realizing, if you're not doing what we want, if you're not delivering, get out, get out. And that responsibility, responsibility is not just on being loyal to a party or to a
No, you should be. It should be Dr. Mengel. No, no. You know Dr. Mengel.
No. First, what should come first is that even if you belong, I want you to deliver. I must hold you accountable to what our principles are. Do you understand? As a party, we want to do A, B, C, D. And if you're not doing that, I cannot just, oh, it's a comrade. No, no, no. If you're not doing what we're supposed to do, you know, get out. Get out.
Yeah. It's not like they are not willing to do. Sometimes the system is not, doesn't even respond to their outcall. You know that, Michael, how many times I go with our council to municipality. And what we find is something, you even see, man, what's going on here? And even that, you find people are chased by the state vendors. They don't know who is chasing them. They tell you it's the government, not the government. Those who are hiding behind others, you know. You go, this guy want to work. You know how many times you go to municipality and what we find there? Something different. Then you say, okay, so we need to vote. Then this is the problem, then we need to vote. So the leadership is very important. They want to work, but the system they fall into doesn't comply with this with their need. That's why you find people sometimes insulting the councillors. But this guy doesn't have a budget in his hands to give you what you want. So these things come from the leadership.
Yeah. So that's also what the whole thing is today. If the system it doesn't work to provide the service that we need to provide, change it, redesign
it. The leadership is very important.
Yeah.
My brother, I don't want to take too much time. I'm happy. I'm letting go and celebrate myself now before it's too late.
It's a Friday. You have a good one, eh?
Hola. Tamo muito bom. Estamos aqui.
Muito bem.
Obrigado.
Yeah. All right. 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. You know. No, what I'm saying is this. You see? There are, let's say for example, take an American for example. American are very, you know, I'm not saying loyal. What I'm saying is that they are, maybe not all of them, but from the very childhood you learn to be proud of being an American, and really you want your country to be the greatest in the world, to be the strongest, the thingest. You know, what I'm saying is that if we start to see, as an individual, you start to love to see this country, you know, becoming great, you know, having, you know, people flourishing in this, it doesn't just happen. It doesn't happen with the leader. It doesn't just happen with the leader. It happens with each one of us, you know, with an attitude that in what we do right now. A very good morning. Welcome to
Good morning. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
Ah, good.
Hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Mike.
Yes.
If you think, I'm not so sure what was the topic, but I had not listened to the radio first, but I heard you talking about if something is not working, we must make it work.
Yeah, that the whole and NPC, the National Planning Commission, had a forum with all the ministries and offices and agencies, the OMAS, and said, well, stop blaming others, or we haven't been there, we were not there, or stop, you know, passing back to other people. So if it doesn't work, change it, redesign it, implement it, evaluate it, and, you know, so that's the background we're coming from.
That's what I've been saying. Remember what we said, we talked about last time on the minerals with the president. What did I say? We have tried whatever we have tried, it has never worked for us.
Yeah.
Let's try something new.
Yeah.
And then people says, no, the president wants to give himself too much power. The thing which the president didn't give himself too much power before, the president wasn't given, the thing never worked. It never benefited the nation.
Yeah.
So which one do you want? Do you want us to stay in the status quo where the few benefits, or you want to sit in a status where everybody benefits?
Yeah.
Yes. That's why we said, look, quotas of the fishing quotas, whether mineral or whatever, must be given to regions. Because regions benefits people.
Yeah, do something different, you know? Yeah.
Yes. We should stop giving individuals, you know? If we give a region, let's say, for example, Commerce Region is given a certain quotas, they'll be able to fix the roads and other stuff. They'll be able to create recreation centers for kids. They'll be able to maybe build the stadium. You know, we are saying the social responsibility for all organizations, companies, whichever, have never worked to the perfection. Yeah. Let's change it. Let's make it everybody must contribute that percentage which is written into the business plan, that 2% or whatever percentage is for social responsibility.
Yeah.
Not that the bank must be allowed to choose whoever they want to support. No. They should pay into the coffers of the government, and the government must be held accountable to provide into with through the regional government.
Mm.
Is it? So I think I'm in support of, if something I've never worked, blaming, you know, we are too much, we like blaming people.
Yeah.
That's laziness, actually. It's not blaming. It's laziness. The way we have learned in agriculture, a lazy farmer, what does he do? Blames the tools.
Yeah.
blames the season. That's a lazy farmer.
Yeah.
He blames the tools, he blames the season. No, the rain, the rain. But in the same vein, when you are blaming the rain, your neighbor harvested.
Yeah. Mm.
So, what are you trying to tell us? Eh? When we say, let's speak to the truth, if the way the Americans have been treating us and we are not happy, we have to voice it out. Why are we scared?
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Let them not dictate to what they want us to do so that they can benefit their people. The rules of the jungle, the tiger or the lion does not hunt for the hyena or wildlife. It feeds its own. So the nation must feed its own people.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what the councillors, and that look, I've always the person who is more critical concern about the opposition, because opposition just to oppose. It's not to, they don't bring good. I don't know. Maybe I've never heard about it, but maybe they have done that. But
yeah, no, they have. I mean, in the parliament, they bringing in certain motions that actually, you know, create make also. I mean, where now you look at that and then you discuss that in details. Yeah, no, they do also. Yeah, we cannot just say they are
opposed.
Yeah.
But let's make sure at least those things they being proposed, even if it's the ruling party which is in majority, if it's for the benefit of the nation,
yeah,
support it. In the first place, we are Namibians before we become other parties.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this is exactly what I'm saying. I'm said we need first to put first Namibia. We need to put first Namibia. And I don't care. If I said, if you belong to my party and you're in the position of leadership and you're not providing what we, you know, what we want, you know, the service that we want to provide, I cannot just be loyal to you for the sake of...
No, lawyer, what is lawyer?
Yeah. So we should be patriotic and Namibia first, then...
Yes.
AR or whatever, you know.
Whatever. Yeah. Second,
you know.
Yes.
That's what we should be fighting. And I think that's what we should be instill in young Namibians, that you are,
yes,
Namibian first, you know, and then whatever group, the other group second.
I'm always critical on the institutions when they're not operational properly.
Yeah.
What makes our institution not to work properly? We have got board of directors. What are these board of directors doing? You will see, there's some people who have been recycling. We have never gotten anything good, most of the world. Look, almost most of our organizations are going down.
Yeah.
And we are watching. And these are some board of directors. He sits on this board, he sits on that board. What do? They just go there to claim sitting allowance. Fire them.
Exactly.
Blacklist them.
Yeah.
Yes. Blacklist them. Tell them you have never provided, you have never brought up this company we gave you. We told you that the company is in trouble. We want this organization to come up out from this problem. But we are entrusting you,
yeah,
with your know-how and the knowledge and the experience you have, the vast experience you have in bring out this company which is in trouble into a place where it will be a health company. But then you get this board of directors, and then the company is even worse.
Yeah.
But
So the person had been board of director in a company that had been struggling, that has been bailed out by the government, even maybe liquidated. And then he said, next thing, he's also now the board of director in the other company. What are your contribution to a successful company, you know?
Yes.
So,
but the problem is that, to be honest with you, because we are using the same people that you're expecting different results.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this is the challenge we have. Somebody, whoever is in charge of this board of directors, please fire all of them, let them reapply, and give them a new mandate.
Yeah. And actually, the president has done something different. When she came on, she completely bring in new people. You know?
Yes.
When you look at the administration, previous administration, they always recycle the same people. You know?
Recycle the same people.
So, from this to this, next time when the other one is going to be a minister of this, it was always like that. And then, Netumbo really just completely new faces. You understand?
Yes. Yeah. And the people are blaming him because why? I was listening to one friend of mine. I told him, look, colleague, I know you are used to stealing, but time for stealing, colleague. This is the country. Look. Who benefits most? Let us be honest. Yeah. If the guy who lives in Katutura, dead deep, who just bought it, doesn't understand, he doesn't know the law, he doesn't know what, he should feel that no, government is working for them.
Yeah.
How? The government will bring water to that. Is it? Not the party. The government will take water to that area. Then that's how the people will feel. No, government is looking after us.
Yeah.
Is it? Mm-hmm. They won't say it's swap or it's this year or whatever. No, government brought water to us. Our government is working for us.
Yeah, and it's
whether it's a swap or government, whichever, the people says government working for us.
Yeah.
Now, in this board of directors, Chief, I don't know. For me, I still propose, and I'm standing on this ground. NAMPOST must be a commercial bank. Whichever laws, whether there is international law that says government must not do business, let's make standard NAMPOST a commercial bank. We bank there. Whoever wants to bank with Standard Bank, no problem. Whoever wants to bank with the FNB, Netherlands Bank, no problem. But let's bank with our own so that money will be used. Whatever the country gets, it remains within the country and for development.
Yeah,
but FNB, they're making millions and millions of dollars out of us, out of the people living in Katutura. They don't have even a stadium, not even one. Look at, if you go there in the evening, you'll find a lot of kids, young boys and girls, especially young boys. They are playing soccer there.
Yeah, this is a multi-million company from South Africa. So the money goes.
Goes to South Africa.
The money goes to South Africa, not in here. Yeah.
Yes. So let us be honest. This board of directors, I think for me, they have to be fired, all of them. And we need people who can work. Because let me be honest with you, in the same board of directors, you'll find that this person was somewhere, maybe a GM or whatever. They have never performed.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I won't lie to you. If we were supposed to be paraded along the line and say, point one thing you have done for the nation,
yeah,
I can guarantee you there will be people who 30 years in workforce, they won't have anything to point at.
Yeah.
No.
So there must always be key deliverables, you know, what you know, you assist by what you delivered. You don't just, you know, I'm a board of directors by name. What have you delivered, you know?
These things are not working. The only thing this board of directors are doing is to increase.
Yeah.
Look at electricity. Next year, if it increases, how much are you going to get for 100 units? You get 20 units. $400, 20 units.
Yeah.
Is it? Next thing, 10.
Sooner or later, electricity is there, but we can't afford it, you know? It's no longer that there is no electricity. It's just that it's too expensive that you can't afford it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This non-power, whoever have got the right for the national grid, whatever, mines must be isolated. They must be told to generate your own power. But because they don't have any plan how to generate income, apart from increase, they will be very angry if you tell them that all mines must now start generating their own power. and they should feed the grid, because then power will be cheaper.
Yeah.
All industries, let the Namibian breweries, they must generate their own power to make those who are making at large scale, so that the power in the grid must be for the consumption of the locals, of the people, of the individuals, like whatever, households. Is it? Then it will be cheaper. But we are saying power can only be provided by non-power or whatever, and they're not doing anything. They are just waiting to buy from wherever they buy, whether Zambia, South Africa, Zimbabwe. Then they come here, they put a mark up. Yes, we don't say we don't have power all time, all year long. One day, those countries also, they are looking at that. We are saying they have got load shedding because we are buying from them. One day, there are people say, no, we don't want you to sell first before we feed ourselves. What will happen? It will be a crisis.
Yeah. All right, Ben.
It will be a crisis. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks for coming through.
Anybody who doesn't work must be just pack your bags and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but loyalty does not, we don't eat loyalty.
Exactly.
We eat work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Labor. Mm. All right, thanks.
Oh, wait, 3336091. Oh, wait, 3336091. Okay, so think of this. Things are like this, you know. If the road to your village has been full of potholes for years, and every year the local office say, we are waiting on the better plan, that's poor policy implementation. And that's a poor policy implementation. So if instead say, we have identified the problem, here is the redesign, and work starts next month, you see the difference, you know, immediately. So that's what we're talking about here. All right. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, morning, wise.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Mm.
Yeah, election results. Yeah, people are learning a bit, little by little.
Yeah.
They started to understanding the structure now.
So,
because on the look of things is, when we are telling people that no matter who vote me, I don't have power. People, they are looking, where is the power anyway?
Yeah.
If it's not in the hand of the person that tell me I don't have it. So they go to those ones, because you look at those governors, they are the ones that are approving a national law. And they are the ones that is reporting to the president.
Mm.
Or to the nation out there. So, I think that's the understanding of vote. The power of voting is a voice for you. Now, I don't know how they will follow up their project.
Yeah.
Whether they are going to the governor or they are going to those councillors. Yeah, so that is one thing. Okay, let's go to National Planning Commission.
Yeah.
That issue, I don't know how. The police are good. And the liberation movement were reviewing this, most of those policies that they can benefit Namibians.
Mm.
But the implementation is the one that is causing problem here. Because yeah.
That's the problem, yeah.
Mm. If you look at in the natural resources allocated to the Namibian with 51% or whatever the percentage that they are getting. So they were supposed to creating jobs, right?
Mm.
I don't know who appointed out, whether was it the Ministry of Trade or who was saying the private sectors, they are the one that is needing to be starting pulling up their socks into creating jobs.
Yeah.
But these people that we allocated the resources, they are not the one that is. They are giving the job away to those one who is now processing those natural resources and using those natural resources outside this country. So those are the things that they need to point it out to the people they know.
Mm.
And no matter National Planning Commission says, well, this is stakeholders, maybe they don't know who they are. So they know. They know I'm the one who is counted into creating jobs. But because I don't want to be a part of the responsible of running a mine. I give it to the one that is having experience.
Yeah.
And you are giving the job away. This is what the argument of Africans said. You know, we need to process in what, and now Europe is wanting to turn and say, you know, I will support you. How will they support us? On what? If you are not the one that is need gold.
Mm.
As we have gold, but we are not in need of it. And those explorers, when they are coming, they don't come with the promise of saying, no, I will also use into gold in your countries. No. They just said, no, the person that you need gold is in far away North Korea.
Yeah.
Mm. So I have to take it there. So that is what the people should know, that you are the one that is giving the job away. Because where you are allocating the resources, if you look at the fish industry, for example, it's about now 32 or 33 years.
Mm.
And not even 10 vessels that have Namibian flag or ownership of those.
Yeah.
Vessels.
Yeah.
How do you expect these engineers to get jobs? If those Spanish vessels, they are coming with their own engineers. So those are the problems, that we give job away. We're training these people to be an engineer of the vessel.
Mm.
But you don't have a vessel. And so, you are
And those are coming with their own engineers, you know?
Yes. Yeah. They come even with their own chef.
Mm.
Imagine these simple jobs. That is what we have. That's what we're giving job away. If you look at, for example, the doctors. So we send doctors to, 5 doctors to Cuba, while we have a post of we need of 15 doctors.
Mm.
Huh? Where are we going to get the 10? Cuba providing you the doctors. We are not filling the gap there. We don't understand this thing. Those are the problems, eh?
Yeah, do we, okay, depending on how does the government do planning, you know, well, the reason why I'm asking this, I mean, I'm actually following up on your point you're making. How does the government do planning? Now, let's say, for example, we see now that there are new sectors that are emerging, renewable energies, oil and gas, and all that. Now, who would decide how many engineers that we would need that has to do with oil and gas, and how many, you know, whatever specialists that we need? Which department of government would decide that?
So that
in a 5 years time, or is it individual? Let's say, for example, is it NAMCOL who said, okay, or petroleum fund who said, okay, let's train about 5 people in some, you know, petroleum, whatever, engineering. So would it NAMCOL? Now, that agenda, petroleum fund, they have just avail money for training 5 people. But how does that people that are training are directly linking to the government's goal and development?
Yeah. So
we will come back to this after this quickly.
Comiede murongo na ivari no shimarifu. Itororera ondengu chima yu ungura na wakove na wina wanyanukite. Ashi esho imba yekupe o shimariva shishihina o marifiro. Imba o maoronga neno o wiru haka enina. Itako na wina rishangika jinon.
All right. So do you understand my point?
Mm. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
The issue was because I remember the public commission, whether it was Memesala or somebody like that.
Yeah.
She was also tackling that, no, we don't need this specialists to come and work in Namibia, unless they come to supervise Namibians.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So this project now that like renewable energy or green, what this. So this one now, this is an investment thing.
Yeah.
So those guys now, the Germans now, they are the one that is controlling their investment, right?
Yeah.
Mm. They have to hire. I don't know now where the impact is to say you cannot come with 15 engineers unless I come with 5 and then we're giving you 10.
But you don't have them yet, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is a new sector. Where did you get the people who haven't been working in that sector? Yeah.
Good point. Because it was happening in South Africa. The South African company, the South African CESCO, they were having a project into building up a new power plant.
Mm.
And then they hire Indian company. The Indian company BVE, proposing that if they are coming, the BEE needing to have percentage of that. And then this guy said, no, we don't want the percentage. We just want engineers. So yeah. if we need 50 engineers, we need 20 from your country. And then what happened here? The BEE were not having the engineers.
Yeah. Mm.
So the project was cut because the percentage that the BEE want, their demand of the Indians were not fulfilled, and then they lose the tender.
Yeah.
So now today they didn't bring in the power plant because of that. This is what we're having in this country, as I said now. As you said, this is a new sector that is coming in.
Yeah.
Why can't we say, okay, now we're sending these engineers to the countries of, for example, to Germany, mm-hmm. where this fund are coming from.
Yeah.
For 6 months or 1 year. That can work, right?
Mm. So you kind of like look at this. Do the development agenda. So whatever sector now, whether we're talking about green hydrogen or
mm-hmm.
gas,
mm-hmm.
are we in charge of that development agenda, or it's actually the investors that are actually in charge of that development agenda?
No, I think we don't. We are not in charge. We are just predicted or planning that. And then these people, they are grabbing up the opportunity.
Yeah, because if we are not in charge, we cannot be able to say we need to send 10 people to study about engineering. We need to send about this because we're not in charge of that agenda.
Yeah, it's the same with mine.
Yeah.
It's the same with mine sector. If you look at it, those Chinese, they are coming with because Chinese are manipulating the system very well. Because they making this machine writing on Chinese, and then those supervisors, they don't understand each other with the workers now. You see, the English is not really the way that this trainee can be understand. And then once he mess up, the Chinese have already said, we are downgraded you. You didn't qualify for that position.
Yeah.
So you see, The government is not there to say, no, this is wrong. If it's a matter of the language, let us send this person for 6 months to your country.
Mm.
And who is paying for that? It's you. Yeah. Because their companies, they are the ones that need to be responsible of these engineers.
Yeah.
Because all what we are having in this country were evaluated by NQA, right?
Yeah.
So even if their certificates are coming in, they need also to go through MQA, right?
Yeah.
So, because they don't know whether it's Home Affairs or International Relationship or Merco. So, I don't know who is there controlling that. You cannot bring in 20 specialists in your program or in your project. Mm-hmm. No. You're having to focus on maybe 5 from Namibia. That is the same way that those people who are coming with their certificate needing also to be evaluated by NPA.
Yeah.
So I think this is the problem. This is what I'm saying. The policies are good, but the implementation is the one that is letting people down.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they don't monitor it. They don't forcing it to be applying for everybody. So look at this supermarket that they are coming in. They don't come with workers.
Mm.
Eh? No matter they're paying peanuts, they're taking people out of the street. Why can't we apply the same way on those big projects? Because there is a lot of money involved. You're finding this project is costing about $300-400 million. Eh? And Namibia is only benefited maybe 50 or 10 or 8 million. That means 220 are going with those people.
Yeah.
We are not developing this country. We are not achieving those goals that we are talking about, Vision 2030, Africa Vision 2060. There is nothing that we can do.
The Agenda 2063, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, no. But some people like Meme Salash were understanding, and she ended up refusing because of the white minority which was benefited in South Africa at the time.
Yeah.
If you look at what is now our civilian servant in Namibia, there are more than 100 and something, 180, I think, if there are 200 years. But look at the people; they don't have accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Who is failing those people? The police are the one that's failing the people.
Yeah.
Because they are there in the table, but you are not implementing, you are not applying it. So that is where the problem we have here, Mike.
All right.
All right.
Now, thanks for coming through. Oh, we get it just gone. All right. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. So we're going to come back after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
Yes.
I just needed to correct myself, perhaps.
A quick one, because I need to
and,
quick.
And also to make it also clear that agenda declaration like gender-based violence,
yeah,
equality, and all these other things.
Uncle Bwana, I need to call somebody, ne? That I need to talk quickly, ne? So sorry for that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Can we collect this next time?
Yeah, yeah.
But those are our own agenda. We are not the outside agenda.
All right, yeah. All right. So, okay, I'll be back in a few seconds.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Morning, good morning.
Welcome
to
Unchecking
the Day.
Morning, Mr. Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
It's great. It's the usual way. It's the usual way. We need to understand that the one that got the victory has been in power. I always like to say what the great man was there, obviously, this victory could have practically delivered something that we can cherish.
Yeah.
You see? But ever since he went, it changed drastically. And then victories like this does not hold water for Namibians. So those that are celebrating, it's fine, you can celebrate, but you should understand what are you celebrating. And the victory did not start it today. It started even during the Kuruse Manuyoma when he was there.
Mm.
The policy that he has put in place that have really made this country success. So one thinks if it wasn't him, then maybe perhaps, obviously, we don't know where we could be, because the scramble that are on the tables today is those that was actually left by him.
Yeah.
If you look at from the leadership of Tate Kuru Kang'udi, Mpohamba, that is where the unemployment started escalating.
Mm.
The backlogs of housing started escalating. Unemployment and all those things. It's skyrocketing to about 60% and 40% or even 50%.
Yeah.
Are those, the youth among them are graduate. And those are the things that you need to look at. We have many of them whom they have kids, they got lost each and every day because they don't know directions home. Because each and every end of the month or the second month, they will have to move because they cannot afford
the rent.
The rent.
Mm.
And these are fact. These are fact. So you have to look at what the previous president has promised. And he was the president who comes out, specifically only him, not the party, with a two-third majority of about 87%.
Mm.
That was a huge victory. You see?
Yeah.
So, people, we have to look at those things. I think we have to wait.
Yeah.
And then see what Meme is going to deliver. And then we can say, okay, now the victory we had really hold water for us. Now everybody has water, you see, or fruits to eat. That is the thing. Mike, continue this topic tomorrow, and then we can see. I have to go in the meeting now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming through. Yeah?
All right, thank you.
Our 333-66-091. Our 333-66-091. So if you want to come through and then contribute to our topic today, even if just generally also on the elections, because we are still, you know, elections is not, it's haven't all the results yet. Yeah, so make sure, please, there is, what is that? There is a website. We absolutely dedicated to the result. And make sure that you visit if you really want to be updated what is going on. Make sure that you log in, you visit their website and be able to get updated of what of the result that are complete. Let me just quickly do that for you. Let's give you some an example. Let's go to Kavango East. Kavango East 100%. Kavango East is 100%. result are in. Kavango East 100% result are in. And when it comes to constituency, in the Kabango East, we have the Mashare, you know, the Petrus Nduba Kashumari, an independent candidate is actually the winner there. And then we have Mukwe, you know, they're also independent, Isdor Mukanda Muronga is actually taking Mukwe. And then you have also a winner, Laurentius Mukoya, that's for Swapo Party, for Diona constituency. And you have Ndongalinena, Balteza Daniel Jami, it's an independent candidate. He took that one. And then for Rundurua, you have also an independent candidate, Nginga Paulus Bangu. Yeah, and you have ruler Rundu Eben. You have a Swapo who wins there, Stephanus Mbangu Sinonge. You see? And that's where I'm saying, make sure that you actually, you know, go to this website, because we bring you the update as it happened, live as it happens. So we could be able to tell you exactly who took which constituency, or how much, so where are we in terms of, are the result complete? That one, I was just looking at the Kabango East is complete 100%. So others are still actually, you know, coming through. So Erongo, it's about 86% complete. So we can also look at that quickly for you. I'm just giving an example for you to be able to go to that website and be able to see. We have Arandes, for example, constituency in Erongo. We have Arandes. The winner there is Abiut Kapere of Swapo. So we have, for example, Karibib. We have also Lazarus Peritelela. Kanelombe is also a Swapo winners there in Karibib constituency. And then we have Swakopmund, is also taken by Swapo, Victor Silimwe Maswahu. And we have Wavish Bay Urban, is also taken by Swapo. Winner is Albertine Koshi. And then you have also Wavish Bay Rulo, taken by Swapo Ruben Israel Shikongo. And we have like Omarulu is pending, results are still not finished, and we have Dauras is not finished yet. So we can be able to tell you, you know, so that's why I'm just giving you an example that you must go to that website and be able to see, the result live. All right. Okay. 081, we still have about 10 minutes. We still have about 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes for you to come through. So what we are looking at, as I said, you know, policies are promises. NPC, the National Planning Commission, is basically saying, you know, stop letting those promises expire. So that's what the National Commission is saying. So stop letting those promises expire. Keep them fresh. Fix them. When they are broken, you know, make sure they reach the people they are meant to serve. So that was the message, you know, from that forum. So just a quick point, probably to just take away from the story. Namibia has about 68 policies currently in play, and we have got social, economic, and technological pressure, you know, pressures actually, you know, building. And we then need to, what this means is that we need to understand where we are and be able to redesign, redevelop, revive, monitor, and, you know, all this, because there are a lot that is emerging, you know, socioeconomic, technological, you know, there's a new pressure that is actually emerging. And then sometimes maybe those policies don't really address our current, you know, situations. So the NPC, the National Planning, wants government agency to stop making excuses, to redesign broken policies, implement them better, and collaborate meaningfully, you know, and collaborate meaningfully as well. But the real measure will be whether this forum, now, will this forum, forum's work survive beyond the meeting room, you know? So just when they move out of that meeting room, would they survive beyond that? Because that's always the challenge. That's the challenge for every meeting, every forum, every, you know, platform, you know, every engagement. Will it survive after beyond the meeting room? So that's the challenge. And for us, citizen, this could mean, it definitely could mean a better service, more job opportunities, if implementation happened, and a government that is quicker to correct its course, you know? So now you have actually then a government, which is actually the whole idea. So we have the government that is quicker to correct its course. Okay, guys, the direction we are going, and this is very good. The direction we are going is not the right course. Can we change that? And then they asking that on ministry level, on offices level, on agency level, that we must learn to quickly change the course. Eh? So we must learn to quickly change the course. If it doesn't work, change it, redesign it, eh? Revive it, review it, and all that. So that's what is this all about. So what do you think? What do you think? Will no business as usual? Will no business as usual really change the way our police work? Eh? Will that change the way our police work? Or do we need tougher action? Do we need tougher action to make ministries deliver? So what do you think? So we still have 6 minutes. So do we need tougher action to make ministry deliver? Or will no business as usual really make change the way our policy work? So you may come through and, well, share your view.
Omutiha would take Rakaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Shafas and Anana, Longishifa, Yais, Yuikamoshiwana, E. Moyao, or Tango Botisamwene, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangika, Saitanina, Omaguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Ikelefem Media House, Gwe 23 Meha, Uka Kombanga Nena. Kara omkwashi pareki wimwe po yo mo programa detu moambo dengera selma konara heta tuimu datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niaji Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good morning to you. Our time is about 56 minutes past the hour of 9. So we still have about 4 minutes before we come to the end of our four discussions. So what do I do with those minutes? Okay? You can come. Use those 2 minutes. You can use those 4 minutes. Come through and use those 4 minutes. I'm going to give you, and I will add you at it's extra. Now it's three already. All right. So 083-3366, you can still use those 3 minutes, you know, 083-3366, 083-3366-091. So my Antoine, you're longer than a fimboling man, you know. All right. So yeah, so it's so we were looking at the NPC forum that took place in Windhoek. There were the executive director actually told the ministries, the offices and the agencies, the OMAS, to stop blaming poorly, to stop blaming. So sometimes they would blame that these are poorly written policies, or there is a weak collaboration for why this, you know, why things don't get done. So there are always those excuses, you know. I think that's the reason they were called together, and then the message was that if policy is not working, don't just complain. So redesign, implement it, and find a way to collaborate together. Get things done. You know, get things done. Okay. So, and I said, that actually goes with the part of the president. What the president's mantra, no business as usual. That's exactly what it is. You know, let's do things unusually. So that's what the president is calling out. Yeah. Let's do things unusually, and let's make that our own. Let's do things unusually. Okay. Let's take that mantra as our own. Make it our own. Whenever you go to the office, and this is what I'm saying. It's not just looking at the president or looking at the ministers and said, we want them to do A, B, C, D. No. Ourself. So if we really want to, you know, to build this country, and you have a responsibility. It's not only the people that we have voted yesterday. You have a responsibility. You have actually the greater responsibility than them. Dictate, you know, how you want development in your own area. You know, dictate that. Don't give away your power. You are the one who have the power. Okay? They are the people that are working for us. So the president is working for us. The ministers are working for us. Well, they might be getting big bucks, but, you know, they are working for us. We are the one who have to decide that we want that, we don't want that. And if services doesn't come to your area, let them know. Make sure that they account to that. Realize that you have that power. You got that power. All right? So, and this is something we keep saying, hold them accountable. Hold everybody accountable. We're not just only talking about political leader. We're talking any leader, whether it's traditional leader, church leaders, you know, any leader. So, all right, today is Friday. I wish you a very pleasant weekend. Make sure that you rest, because we want you Monday full of energy. I know some of them have already switched off. Their mind already switched off. Now, please, we still need you. We still need you to provide the service that you need to provide to our people. Make sure that you still switch off until the day you go for holiday. All right? So make sure that you do that. Now, let me cross to Windhoek, to Tate, France, for Kuthamosha, coming up with Kuthamosha. And let's see each other again tomorrow, probably at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Mind Matter. From me, Michael Chevelli, I wish you a great weekend. And let's see eventually who our leaders are. And make sure, don't forget to always log in, visit our website, that website dedicated to the result. So, localelections.eaglefm.com.na. So, make sure that you visit regularly for the update. From me, Michael Chivali, have a good one and goodbye.